backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell, glad to have you along today from the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana. The Clippers and Indianapolis Indians have played to a 1-1 tie so far in this series. Yesterday, the Clippers really got after it offensively, downing Indianapolis by an 11-3 final score. Runs have not been a problem in this series. In the first game, Indianapolis scored 5 runs in the first, and they led it from the first inning through the ninth. That was the fifth time this season that the Clippers have trailed from the first and never came back. Well, yesterday, the Clippers turned that on its head. They got a run in the first inning. Now, they were held in check until the fifth when they opened things up, but the Clippers opened them up in a big way, scoring 5 runs in that fifth inning, taking advantage of errors and base on balls. Both teams committed 3 errors yesterday, but when the smoke cleared, the Clippers won it by an 11-3 final score. Tanner Tully got his fifth win on the season. The Clippers' left-hander remaining perfect, 5-0. Columbus then, by scoring in the first inning and leading the entire way, turned that trick for the fifth time this year. So it's happened against them 5 times and for them 5 times. Today, the Clippers and Indians will go at it for the third time in this 6-game series. The season series is even at 4 games apiece as well. The Clippers will see Aaron Civale on the hill today, making a rehab start for the Cleveland Guardians. He injured himself sliding after a baseball in the field for the Guardians. Thought he was going to get back to action a little bit earlier than he was, but didn't quite feel like ramping it up after a bullpen session when he was supposed to make a rehab start when the Clippers were at home. So he will start here at Victory Field against the Indianapolis Indians today. We are just about set to get this one going from Victory Field. Hopefully Mother Nature will allow it. We got a couple of rain delays yesterday. Nothing really in line for today. So fans, sit back and relax. We've got the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way after this. Columbus Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And at the ballpark we are. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Will Benson's going to lead things off for the Clippers today. He's in left field, followed by Tyler Freeman, the second baseman. Will Brennan plays center, and he will bat third. Alex Call's the right fielder and the cleanup man in there today for the Clippers. Bobby Bradley will bat fifth and play first base. Brian LaVastita is the catcher. He is in the sixth spot, bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's 9 today. Mitch Tolman at shortstop. David Fry over at the hot corner. And Trenton Brooks will be the designated hitter. For Indianapolis, O'Neill Cruz is back in there. He's the shortstop leading off. Cain Smith and Jigba bats second as the designated hitter. And it's left fielder Jiwon Bae batting third. Mason Martin cleans up at first base. Rodolfo Castro is at second, batting fifth. Bly Madris will be in right and the sixth hitter. Hoy Park bats seventh. He's at third. Jamie Ritchie, the catcher, hits eighth. And Jared Oliva will be the center fielder and at the bottom of the order. As I mentioned, Aaron Civale will be the starter for the Clippers. Bryce Wilson takes the hill for the Indianapolis Indians. The right-hander has faced the Clippers twice before, once in the regular season where he dominated Columbus back in the 2019 season, 7 shutout innings as a member of the Gwinnett Stripers, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts that day. The Clippers also faced him in the deciding game 4 in the first round in the Governor's Cup Championship. Not in the championship, but in the first round of the Governor's Cup playoffs. And that day, well, the Clippers got the win and ultimately won the series 3-1. Wilson pitched 6 innings, gave up 3 runs on 10 hits, walked a man, struck out 6. Ka'ai Tom got him for a home run. The only Clipper in the, well, the only Clipper on the roster today from a position player standpoint is Bobby Bradley, who went 1-for-3
in that playoff game against Wilson. Will Benson digs into the left-handed batter's box. Clippers in the road gray uniforms, navy numbers, letters, and caps. Indianapolis in the home white pants and navy Circle City jerseys with big red numbers on the back. Circle City in white on the front, trimmed in red. And the first pitch of the ball game is inside for ball one. We are underway right on time. Three defenders on the right side of the infield against left-handed batting. Will Benson, here's the pitch, and it is outside. Two balls and nothing. Will Benson draws a lot of walks, but he hasn't drawn many walks at the very top of the ball game. Only two first-inning walks for Benson this year. 2-0 pitch from Wilson. Swung on and fouled away, a fastball at 94 miles per hour. Wilson was a highly touted prospect coming up through the Braves system. Atlanta drafted him back in the 2016 draft in the fourth round. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, bends around the outside corner, three balls and one. It is a cloudy day here in Indianapolis. Game time temperature 75 degrees. Winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here comes the pitch, and it is hit high in the air to left center field, but not deep. Jiwon Bae heads over toward the gap. He's called off at the last moment, though, by the center fielder, Jared Oliva, who will pull it in for the out. So a fly out to center field is how the ball game begins for the Columbus Clippers. Game time conditions, as always, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next Fantastic Friday on June 17th against the St. Paul Saints. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Crowd still filing in here from all entrances at Victory Field. Wilson goes to work, and his first pitch is popped up to shallow left center field again. Bae on the run, lays out, he won't get there. And Oliva this time could not close the gap. So Tyler Freeman has himself a one-out base hit on the first pitch he sees. The Clippers' second baseman is aboard with a single. And that'll bring up Will Brennan. Brennan batting 250 in 12 games in a Clippers uniform. 12 hits total, 4 for extra bases. All of those are doubles. Brennan has driven in 10 runs. So the RBI numbers continue to be very strong for Brennan. He was leading the Eastern League by a country mile at the time of his promotion to AAA. He held the league lead for, gosh, I think over a week after he was promoted. First pitch swing, he fouls it away. Brennan, left-handed batter, stands stock still in the batter's box, waiting for the pitcher to come to the plate. Here it comes, and it's hit on the ground to first base, past Martin. Scooped by the second baseman, Castro, but by the time he can turn and throw, Martin was late getting back covering the bag. That'll be an infield single for the hustling Brennan, and the Clippers have him at first and second. Well, Martin thought he had a chance at the baseball. It was well out of his range. Castro showing tremendous range at second base, got it in shallow right field, and he threw back to Martin, but Martin was still a step off the bag when Brennan got there. So Freeman at second base, Brennan at first, and here's Alex Cole. Cole got the day off yesterday. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball up and in. 0 for 3 in the first game of the series, but he walked twice and scored a run. Call waits. Freeman dancing off of second base. Here is a breaking ball that swung on and missed. Call doesn't have great career numbers against Indianapolis, but here at Victory Field he's hit very well. In 6 career games, a .333 batting average, with an OPS of 1222. 1-1 pitch. That is over but low. So against Indianapolis at Huntington Park, he hasn't done much of anything. But here at Victory Field, He sees it well and hits it well. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and it's a fastball that buzzed his knuckles, 3-1. Wilson acquired from Pittsburgh via trade last year at the trade deadline, part of a package for Richard Rodriguez. The Braves wanted to bolster their bullpen. 3-1 pitch. And that is outside for ball four. So Alex Call reaches again. Boy, he's been doing a lot of that lately. Call has now reached base in 35 of his last 37 games. That includes today, and he scored 32 runs over that time. Bases loaded for Bobby Bradley, and you want to talk about a guy who hits well here. Bradley's career numbers at Victory Field are outstanding. First pitch, breaking ball, swung on and fouled away. Just missed it. Talked to Bobby a little bit before the game and asked him what he liked so much about hitting here. And he says, I don't like hitting here. Doesn't like the backdrop. City and everything else. The skyline, the way it shines in. So it does not, it makes him angry to hit here. This ball's hit on the ground to first base. It's bobbled by Martin. He'll pick it up and take it to the bag. That's his only play. So Bradley hit it hard and comes away with an RBI for his efforts, a 3 unassisted put away. Mason Martin had it hop up on him and couldn't grab it quickly enough to try and turn a double play that would have ended the inning. So the Clippers grab a 1-0 lead. Freeman scores. Brennan to third, call to second base, and here's Brian Lavastida. Boy, a base hit could bring in a pair here and make this a big first inning for the Columbus Clippers. Breaking ball outside. The first inning has not been great for the Clippers this year. It's their least productive inning of any. 24 runs total in the first inning, including the one that just scored. The 1-0, breaking ball outside, 2-0 to Lavastida. This is just the 6th time this year that the Clippers have scored in the top of the first inning. This ball's hit on the ground off the side of the mound, and that'll help the defense. Rodolfo Castro, right in his tracks, will pick it up and throw to first. The Clippers get a run here in the first and take a 1-0 lead against Indianapolis. Bottom of the first coming up after this.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Aaron Savalle takes the hill for the Columbus Clippers. 6'2", 215-pound right-hander out of East Windsor, Connecticut. Guardians drafted him in the third round back in 2016. He made his way quickly to the major leagues and has had some pretty good success. Now, this year he has not pitched up to expectations. His last start against Detroit, the one in which he hurt himself, was his best start of the year. And pretty easily so. No earned runs. One run on three hits over a season-high 6 1/3 innings. Walked a man, struck out three, and probably feeling like, hey, I'm starting to turn a corner here, only to get injured, have to leave the game, and now has been on the shelf since May 20th. Facing O'Neill Cruz, top prospect of the Pittsburgh organization, Savalli. The right-hander goes to work, and a fastball is a strike on the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Cruz waits. Here it comes, a breaking ball that got away from Savalli. 1-1. 1-0 Clippers. Bobby Bradley brought a run home with a ground out in the first inning. Clippers loaded the bases on two singles and a walk. But Wilson able to avoid a crooked number. 1-1 pitch. Off speed. Swung on to miss. That's a beauty. 1-2. Savalli has faced Indianapolis just once in his career. He made 8 starts for the Clippers back in 2019. That's the extent of his AAA experience. Head in the count, 1-2. He deals and misses down and in. AAA is the level at which Savalli has pitched least in his career. 2016 pitched in what used to be called short season ball at Mahoning Valley for 13 games. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. He got a piece. O'Neill fouls it just barely, and he threw the bat to the end of the Clippers dugout. Savalli then split 2017 between low A and high A. 10 games at low A. Then went to Lynchburg and pitched in 17 games for the Hillcats. Went 11-2 with a 2.59 ERA. All of 2018 spent at Akron. Started 2019 with the Rubber Ducks as well. 5 starts. Went 4-0 with a 2.67. And the Guardians said, all right, kid, you're done there. Let's get you to AAA. Missed just high there to Cruz. And that's not easy to do to a guy that's 6'7". That will fill the count. Just 8 games in AAA before getting the call to make his Major League debut in 2019. Made 10 starts for the Guardians, went 3-4 with a 2.34 earned run average. Here on the 3-2 pitch, gets a tapper right back to the mound. Savalli will glove it and throw on to first for out number one. That 2020 season, shortened to just 60 games, he pitched 12 times for the Guardians, went 4-6 and an ERA at 4.74. Last year bounced back to go 12-5 for the Guards in 21 starts, 3.84 earned run average. He also had a finger issue last year that had him on the shelf, and he made a rehab assignment but did not pitch for Columbus. Made 1 start for Lake County, 2 for Akron. First offering to Kanan Smith and Jigba is low for ball one. Left-handed batter. The DH batting 265 on the year. Homer, 15 batted in, and he takes high. 2-0. This year, the numbers for Savalli are not good. 2-3 in 7 starts with a 7.84 earned run average. Next pitch swung on and fouled into the catcher's mitt. Now that 7.84 mark has whittled down. At the end of April, he had made 4 starts and his ERA was 10.67. He won 2 of his last 3 starts. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, fell right off the table, and Smith and Jigba had no chance. Swings and misses for strike 3. 2 down now for Jiwon Bae. They playing left field today. 299 average on the season and six home runs. Those half a dozen homers, second on this Indianapolis club. He's driven in 27, takes a called strike. Leads the team with a dozen stolen bases. Wide stance. Breaking ball here to him is off the outside corner. Bay takes that, I guess what you could call the Ichiro approach. Kind of falls toward first base as he swings and throws his hands at the ball. Next offering. Hit hard. Boy, he pulled that one foul on the first base side. And he'll do that occasionally. He's that pitch on the inner half and tries to drive it. That's the old Luis Valbuena swing. One ball, two strikes, two down, bases empty. Clippers leading 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Savali has his sign, goes to work, and is a looping pop-up, and there's that fall-away swing. Drops it into left field for a base knock. When you get to a two-strike count against Bay, that's exactly what he's going to try and do. Got a bat dog here today. Not entirely sure what breed that is. Of course, Jake the Diamond Dog used to be at Huntington Park and all over baseball as well. It was a golden retriever. That is not a Goldie. Here's a called strike on a breaking ball to Mason Martin. Dangerous left-handed batter. Looks a bit like a German Shepherd. Bit short-haired for that. Overshift on against the lefty. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. In on the ground to first base. Actually, it'll be the second baseman picking it up. Tyler Freeman from shallow right field will throw out Martin for out number three. So the man is stranded after a two-out single. We go to the second inning. 1-0. Clippers on top.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come to towed away and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851 6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Auto Palace Columbus.com. Approval guaranteed.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top two fans, if you are driving around listening to Clippers baseball, glad to have you along. The Clippers leading 1-0. Take a moment, make sure that your safety belt is securely fastened. That is a message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Clippers got a run in the top of the first inning against Bryce Wilson. Wilson making his third start for Indianapolis. He has spent most of the season up with Pittsburgh, mostly as a starter. He's done some long work out of the bullpen as well. His last start came against St. Louis, and he got knocked around pretty good by the Redbirds. First pitch here is a fastball in for a called strike to Mitch Tolman.
Oh,
Coleman batting 305, six homers, 26 batted in. Pitch to him, he swings and fouls it in and out of the catcher's mitt. Quickly 0-2, Tolman has been very good for the Clippers this year. His first year in the Cleveland organization. Played with San Francisco last year in AAA, but came up in the Pirates system. Played here in Indianapolis, takes a pitch high. One, two. That's off the inside corner. Tolman played just a dozen games with Indianapolis in the 2019 season. Came up near the end of the year, played one game against Columbus. Next pitch hit hard, first base, and that's going to eat up Mason Martin. Rolled right up his wrist and into right field. Tolman with a big turn. We'll put on the brakes and head back to first. We'll see what they scored. My guess is that'll go as an error. Nothing up on the board yet. But the Clippers have a man at first and nobody out for David Fry. I mean, it was a hard ground ball and it was off to the side. They'll give him a base hit. Looking at the replay, I can definitely see that being scored as a hit. Similar thing happened yesterday at first base where the Clippers got a hit. I believe it was Brian Lavastida that wound up with a triple. Middle infield in double play position here against Fry, the Clippers' third baseman today who's been on some kind of a tear. Takes inside 2-0. Five-game RBI streak for Fry, 14 total RBIs in his last five games. Had a go-ahead RBI in three straight. Seven-game hitting streak. 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air to shallow right field. Drifting out Castro, the second baseman. He will get there and make the catch, and Fry is put away. Tolman back to first. Here is the nine-hitter Trenton Brooks. I gotta say, I like these Circle City jerseys that the Indianapolis Indians are wearing tonight. Little circle logo on the crown with a cross in there, an Indianapolis logo. Throw goes to first, and the runner is back. We saw them last year for the first time. They are a sharp look. Wilson has his sign. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. The throw down to second base is not in time. It bounces in, and Tolman is in with a head-first slide. He's in scoring position now with one down. Brooks down to the count, 0-1. Boy, looking at the replay, that pitch looked more than a little bit inside. Third steal of the year for Tolman. Breaking ball is close but called low. So it might just be justice served there with a 1-1 count. Brooks batting 226, a homer, seven runs batted in. Next pitch is outside, 2-1. For Trenton Brooks, you still may be able to kind of call this. I mean, 22 games now, we're past that, but he got such a late start to the season, you could call it almost an extension of spring training. Broke a bone in his hand, and, well, you just can't swing the bat when that's going on. Takes you a long time to get to the point where you can swing a bat, get your timing down. It's one of the last things to come. Cuts here and misses 2-2. Designated hitter today for the Clippers. Brooks came up through the Guardian system as an outfielder. Last year converted to a first baseman.
Here's the 2-2. And it is a whisker off the inside corner, a fastball that the home crowd wanted to be called strike three. Wilson fired the fastball at 94 miles per hour, but nothing to show for it but a 3-2 count. Right-hander is ready, peeks to second base once, twice, now throws. And that ball's looped to left field. Juwan Bay started in, now drifts back, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Back to the top of the order we go for Will Benson. Benson, the Clippers' leadoff man, with a very strong 837 OPS. A lot of the on-base percentage comes from patience. He has 36 walks against 42 hits. 19 of the hits have gone for extra bases. So that helps with his slugging percentage. It won't help here, though. First pitch, swing and a tapper right back to the hill. Wilson's got it, flips to first in time, and the Clippers are turned away here in the second inning. A leadoff single and a stolen base goes for naught. After an inning and a half at Victory Field, though, it's the Clippers 1 and the Indians nothing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom two, Aaron Savalli back to the hill. He's going to go a little over 50 pitches today. In the first inning, I've got him at 18 pitches. So if he could be very efficient, who knows, maybe he could get through four innings. Three-ish is more likely, though. First rehab start after missing a couple of weeks of action. Rodolfo Castro digs into the left-handed batter's box, a switch hitter, and a good one at that. Swings at the first pitch, comes up empty for strike one. Castro just back down from the major leagues. He was optioned by Pittsburgh before the Clippers came to town. Next pitch to him is a fastball off the inside corner, evens things at 1-1. OPS of over 800 for Castro. He's got some power. He can run. Versatile defender. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball down and in. Make it a ball and two now. Savalli gave up one hit in the first inning to Juwan Bay. Paused by the right-hander. Now the pitch. And that breaking ball got away from him a little bit. High and away. 2-2.
Mm-hmm. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him on a breaking ball and a 2-2. Tied up Castro, and that'll do it for the Indianapolis second baseman. One down for Bly Madris. Got an email in from Lee Jordan. We're talking about David Fry hitting in seven straight games for the Clippers earlier when he was at bat in the second inning. Madris in the left-handed batter's box waits. Here comes the pitch. It is a check swing, but he went. So says the home plate umpire for strike one. Lee asks, what's the AAA record for consecutive game hitting streak? And in quotes, he says, the DiMaggio equivalent. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it is inside a fastball. Well, Jolton Joe, of course, set the Major League record back in 1941, hitting in 56 consecutive games. The AAA record of 61 consecutive games is held by Jolton Joe DiMaggio with the St. Louis Seals back in 1933. Here's a breaking ball just low. 2-1 count now. So DiMaggio holds the Major League and AAA record. Now the International League record belongs to a Columbus Clipper, of course. Brandon Watson hit in 43 consecutive games for the Clippers as a member of the Washington Nationals organization back in 2007. Savali throws the 2-1 pitch, and it's a little bit high, 3-1. Jack Ness, back in 1915, also had a hitting streak of 49 games in the Pacific Coast League. So those are two longer hitting streaks than Brandon Watson, both in the PCL. His ball hit hard and fair into the right field corner. The 3-1 pitch to Bly Madris. Now here comes the throw into second base. He will slide in safely ahead of the tag. Madris with a double. And he's in scoring position for Hoy Park. And the Bat Dog draws the biggest cheer so far today. Another former Clipper had a 50-game hitting streak back in 2016, but not as a Clipper. Francisco Mejia, coming up through the Guardians organization, had 24 straight games with a hit in the Midwest League and then 26 in the Carolina League. Back then, the Midwest League was low A and the Carolina was high A. They have since switched. There's a called strike. And the Carolina League doesn't even exist anymore. Or does it? I don't know. So many changes. It's hard to remember. Hoy Park, left-handed batter, holds the arms very straight away from his chest and swings and misses at the 0-1 fastball from Savali, and it's now 0-2. One down, runner at second base. Clippers leading 1-0 in the bottom half of inning number two. Here in the Circle City. Next offering, big curveball, and that stays high and away. Brandon Watson broke the IL record held by Jack Lillivet back from 1912. Day after the hitting streak was broken, Watson was called up to the Washington Nationals. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is down and in, 2-2. Park started that swing, but was able to hold it back. Two balls and two strikes. And now time called by Park just before Savali deals. Now, Aaron Savali on a Major League rehab assignment. When he's on the hill, the pitch clock does not run. His 2-2 pitch is off the inside corner, 3-2. Anybody on a Major League rehab assignment, pitcher or hitter, there's no pitch clock when they are involved in a plate appearance. Here comes the payoff, and it's swung on and held on to. Yes, by Brian Lavastida. He went down near the dirt and held on to the baseball for strike three. Nicely done by the Clippers catcher. Big curveball, the ball heading down to begin with, and ooh, it nearly popped out of the mitt. Great job. There's Jamie Ritchie. Ritchie batting just .158 on the season. No homers, three batted in. Indians backstop today, takes a fastball in for a called strike, 0-1. So thank you for the question, Lee. I happen to know that Joe DiMaggio held the AAA record, but I couldn't remember if it was 60 or 61 games. Here's the next pitch, swung on and fouled into the Indianapolis dugout, 0-2. And of course, I knew Brandon Watson had the International League record as well. The longest minor league hitting streak of all time belonged to Joe Wilhoit. Joe Wilhoit had a 69-game hitting streak back in 1919 in the Western League. There have been several iterations of the Western League, and I do not believe that back in that time it was considered a Triple-A league. One ball, two strikes, big curve ball, finishes inside, 2-2. Cleveland was actually in the first iteration of the Western League. So was Indianapolis. 2-2 pitch, ground ball, past the mound, out to second base. Freeman's got it, throws to first in time. The double does not come back to haunt Aaron Savalli. He puts him down quiet in the second, and after two, it's Columbus 1, Indianapolis nothing.
Jamie's Log, Progressive, the Harrington's Backyard, day 11, 4:43 a.m. The tent I set up in the Harrington's Backyard to prove Progressive has 24-7 protection has a rip in it, but a little rain won't stop me. Mrs. Harrington said she totally understands 24-7 protection means 24-7. Gonna stay a few more days to make sure. It's hailing now. That's fun.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers is subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hi there, Mina from HGTV's Good Bones. When it comes to replacement windows, I just had to go with the best window experts in the business, Window Nation. Energy-efficient windows that have saved customers an estimated $40 million on energy bills in both the winter and summer months. I've got them in my homes, and now is the best time to get them in yours.
Now at Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for five full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Two, three, and four for Columbus here in the top half of the third inning. Tyler Freeman singled and scored in the first. That's our only run so far tonight. Clippers leading 1-0. Columbus had a 1-0 lead yesterday that lasted into the middle innings, and then they blew up for offense in the middle and late frames. Indianapolis did not score until the ninth. When the dust settled, the Clippers had an 11-3 win. That evened the series at one game apiece. The season series is knotted 4-4. All eight games have been played here in Indianapolis. Freeman waits, Wilson deals, and a fastball is in for a called strike. Wilson first reached Triple-A back in 2018 with Gwinnett. Next pitch fastball, that's a called strike on the inside corner. He also made his Major League debut that year, going 1-0 with the Braves in three appearances. He's pitched in the major leagues every year since. Next pitch, grounded on the first base side. This time Martin is able to field it. His throw to the covering Wilson is not good, but Wilson reaches way back to pull it in. Holds on to the baseball and beats Freeman to first for out number one. Shadows have encompassed almost all of the infield. There's a little rectangle of sunshine at the shortstop position. And on the right side, where the defenders stand, their feet are in shadows. But from the knees up, they're in sunlight. So it's a pretty tough spot right now for line drives to right side defenders. There's Will Brennan. Takes a breaking ball, down and in for ball one. Brennan had a base hit. In the first inning, he hit one on the right side that was fielded by Rodolfo Castro, but there wasn't anybody at first base to take the throw. Next pitch, fastball away, 2-0. Clouds have mostly moved out of downtown Indianapolis. Over at White River State Park, they are packed into the gills. 2-0 pitch. That ball's fouled away. Robert Plant and Allison Krause are across the street tonight. Boy, Allison Krause, if you do not appreciate the voice that woman possesses, then you just don't like music. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball fair on the third base side. Kept it just inside the chalk. Kicks off the Indianapolis bullpen. And out into left field, Jiwon Bae will pick it up and fire in. But Will Brennan is 2-for-2. He's got a single and now a double. That'll bring up Alex Call. And, of course, Robert Plant, part of one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Led Zeppelin. It seems like an unlikely pairing. Allison Krause, a bluegrass genre, known mostly for her work with Union Station. Here's a pitch outside to Alex Call. One-oh pitch. Fastball up and in. Call walked his first time up. Allison Krause did a duet with Brad Paisley in Whiskey Lullaby. The first line of that song is one of the most compelling and haunting lyrics I think that I have ever come across. 2-0 pitch. That's a breaking ball outside. She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. Three balls, no strikes to the Clippers right fielder, Alex Call. Here's the offering. And it is high. No, a called strike. Call was heading up the first baseline. He thought it was up out of the zone. Jonathan Barrietta, the home plate umpire, disagreed. Ben Sontag is the umpire at first base. Darryl Morton Jr. doing the work at third today. Three balls and one strike to count. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike on the outside corner to fill the count. Fastball at 94 from Wilson. Outfield straight away. Infield back with Castro actually now moving over close to second base to try and keep Brennan close to the bag. Next pitch, fastball again, swung on and fouled away. Boy, what a difference that call makes on 3-0. Instead of a walk with runners at first and second base for Bobby Bradley, the at-bat continues and still no resolution. Again, the payoff. Fastball swung on and missed. And that will resolve the at-bat. Call is put away. Here's Bobby Bradley with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Bradley drove in the lone Clippers run today with a ground out with the bases loaded in the first inning.
Oh, yeah.
Wilson from the extreme first base side of the rubber goes to work. And Bradley hits another ground ball to first base. This one is fielded cleanly by Mason Martin. Flips to Wilson covering. And that will be that. The Clippers get a double, but no runs. And as we go to the bottom of the third inning, it's still Columbus 1, Indy nothing.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
38 pitches for Aaron Savalli. He's back out for the third inning. 9-1-2 due up for Indianapolis. Clippers lead him 1-0. One run, four hits, no errors for Columbus. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Indians. And this series, fans, is a challenge for me, because all season long I have been battling against saying Indians. With the Cleveland Guardians going through the rebrand, it has been a challenge. Many times I have failed. Quite frankly. And now we play Indianapolis. Now, I do say Indians. That is the team mascot here. And so now there are two lanes being driven simultaneously inside my head. Jared Oliva swings and fouls away the first pitch. 0-1. 216 batting average on the season for the center fielder. Four homers, 14 batted in. Infield straight up. Savalli throws a curveball at 75 that bounces in. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you're at Huntington Park. Get back home next week against the St. Paul Saints. The 1-0. That's in for a called strike off speed. Savalli is not a flamethrower. He's going to spot, he's going to mix, he's going to locate. He's ready. His 1-2 pitch is a fastball at 90, just off the outside corner. Outfield straight away, infield almost straight up. Just a couple of steps to the pole side against the right-handed batter. Next pitch, fastball, that's high, 91. That's the highest reading I think we have seen from Savalli today, and it fills the count. Thomas Ponticelli is down in the bullpen for the Clippers. Savalli throws the 3-2, and it's inside. Did it hit him? Did he go? Well, he didn't go, and it'll be either ball four or a hit batsman. I don't think it hit him. The home plate umpire didn't make a dead ball signal. Let's look at the replay here. Oh, it did hit him. Hit him on the inside of the right forearm. but they still appealed on the check swing. So Oliva is aboard as a hit batsman, and that's 44 pitches for Savalli. So he probably has, unless he can get a quick double play ball here, one or two more batters. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Oliva had that one stolen. Check the IL scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, Smart Savings Tools, earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. First 0-1, runner goes again. This one is to the backstop. It got by Lavastida. He will pounce on it and make sure that Oliva can take no liberties. So runner in scoring position takes away the conventional double play ball. Doubleheader going in Toledo today. They were rained out yesterday against Iowa, top of the seventh in game one. The Mudhens leading by a 1-0 score. Cubs down to their final outs. Bottom four at Syracuse. It's all Scranton-Wilkes-Barre tonight, 9-1 at NBT Bank Stadium. Pitch, curveball, well high. Savalli pounds the glove with a bit of frustration right now as he is not commanding his pitches here in this bottom of the third inning. Norfolk leading 4-3 at Nashville. If the Norfolk Tides hold on to their lead and the Clippers maintain their lead, though it's very early, frankly, in both ballgames, we'll have a first-place tie in the IL West when the newspapers hit the stoops tomorrow. Here's a called strike, 2-2. Clippers one game behind Nashville coming into play today. Clippers have played two more games than have the Nashville Sounds, both with 34 wins. Here's the pitch from Savalli, swung on and fouled away by Cruz. Nashville 34-20. Clippers 34-22. Louisville at home leads Charlotte 2-1. That game at the top of the fourth inning. Top two at Jacksonville. Gwinnett 2. And the Jumbo Shrimp nothing. Bottom three in Buffalo. The Worcester Red Sox lead the Buffalo Bisons 1-0. Everything else coming up a little bit later on. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, finished high and away, three balls and two strikes. Well, there's actually a doubleheader in Nashville today. I forgot about that. So there cannot be a tie tomorrow. If the Clippers win, they will either be... Well, I guess they could still be behind if Nashville wins both halves. And they could still be in front. Here's a breaking ball. Oh, just missed for ball four. So Cruz draws the walk, and that's going to do it for Aaron Savalli. Clipper skipper is out. Andy Tracy will take the baseball. 50 pitches for Savalli on this rehab assignment. Tracy takes the baseball. Savalli heads to the dugout, and we'll tell you about the pitching change when we come back. There are two men on and nobody out for Indianapolis here in the bottom of the third inning. They are threatening the Clippers, who lead them 1-0.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Thomas Ponticelli doing what he has done recently, and that is come in mid-inning with runners on base and try and slam the door. Now, he's done a pretty good job of it. Aaron Savali gets two-plus innings worth of work, walked a man, hit a man, gave up two hits, but to this point, no runs. He's responsible for the two men aboard here at the bottom of the third inning. Bonicelli has inherited runners in 11 of his last 12 games. Dealing with the dangerous part of this batting order for Indianapolis. O'Neill Cruz is at first base. Jared Oliva is at second base. They both run very well. Kaden Smith and Jigba at the plate. Squares to bunt. Puts down a beauty, and the Clippers better hope it rolls foul, and it will. That ball had about one revolution left in its momentum when it got outside the chalk, and Ponticelli touched it up for a foul ball. There was no chance to get Smith and Jigba. He struck out his first time up against Savali. There comes the 0-1. And it's a fastball off the inside corner. One ball, one strike to the designated hitter. Fry even with a third base bag. Here comes the pitch. Fastball inside again, 2-1. Ponticelli making his 17th appearance of the season. Has an ERA of 0.89. Two runs allowed on 12 hits and 20 in the third innings. He's walking more batters than he'd like. 14 against his 18 strikeouts. Here's a line shot up the middle, base knock. That's going to tie the game. Will Brennan comes up with it, fires into third. Kanan Smith and Jigba brings home a run to make it a 1-1 contest. Oliva scores. Cruz moves to third. Now, Ponticelli, coming into this appearance, had stranded 12 of 16 inherited runners this season. One has scored. And now Cruz is at third with nobody out. Next pitch to Jiwon Bae is a called strike, 0-1. Pickoff attempt at first, and the runner's back. Next pitch hit hard to right field. That's down for a base hit. And again, runner will be at third as the throw comes into second base. And boy, that's a heck of a slide by Jiwon Bae, and he's going to have himself a double. So they'll be at second and third, the hustle two-bagger. Indianapolis is going to try and put together a big inning here. That'll close the book on Savali. Both inherited runners score, and it's 2-1 Indianapolis. So this is our first lead change of the series. Indianapolis led pillar to post in game one. The Clippers turned that trick yesterday. Ponticelli in a lot of trouble here. Grounds the ball to first base. Bradley has it. Steps on the bag. Throws to the plate. Not in time. Oh, boy. Bradley very nearly turned a great double play. 3-1, though, is going to be the score. Martin hit it hard to first. Bradley wanted to make sure he got the out. I mean, really, if he had set his feet to throw to the plate, he would have been a half step away from first. So I think he made the right play and very nearly turned it into two. So Martin is out, three unassisted with an RBI to his credit. 3-1 Indy, runner at third, one down, and Rodolfo Castro at the plate. Takes a first pitch in for a called strike. Infield in, the pitch off the inside corner. Fastball at 93 from Ponticelli. Now the 1-1. Ground ball past the mound out to the second baseman, and Freeman thought about the plate, but that would have been a really risky proposition. So instead, he'll throw to first, conceding the run. Castro drives one in on a 4-3 put away. Four-run inning here for Indianapolis, two down. Brings up Bly Madris now with the bases empty. Madris doubled in the second inning. Pitch inside. Did it hit him? It did. It bounced before it hit him. But Madris is drilled by the fastball. Not the inning that the Clippers envisioned when they took the field defensively. Four runs are in on only two hits. Ponticelli has seen his ERA rocket up in relative terms from 0.89 to 1.71. A 1 pitch coming, and it's grounded past the mound out to the shortstop. Tolman's got it, flings to first in time for the out, but damage is done by Indianapolis. Four runs on two hits, a walk, and two hit batsmen. And the Clippers now trail as we go to the fourth by a 4-1 score.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing preparing your legacy. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Clippers have work to do. Down by a 4-1 score against the Indianapolis Indians here in the Circle City. Indy had all four of their runs in the last half inning. Two of them charged to Aaron Savalli. Two of them charged to Thomas Ponticelli. Brian Lavastida to lead off for the Clippers here in the fourth inning. Three homers and seven batted in, a .235 season average. Checks his swing at a pitch outside. Did he do it in time? No. Asked the first base umpire, and Ben Sontag goes up with the right hand for strike one. Lavastida 0-for-1 today with a ground out to second base. Next pitch, breaking ball, hit high in the air to right center field, but playable. Oliva is there. He'll make the catch for out number one. Brings up Mitch Tolman now. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Bryce Wilson kicks and deals, and the first pitch is popped high in the air to shallow right field. Castro out, Madris in. It'll be the second baseman to grab it. Quickly two away. 4-1 ball game. Indianapolis on top. Clippers scored first. Each club with four hits, no errors. Here's David Fry. Fry takes a first pitch fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Popped to second base in the second inning. Next pitch to him from Wilson is a breaking ball down, 1-1. Last start for Wilson was a pretty good one against Omaha. Gets a swing here and a foul ball, 1-2. Seven innings against the Storm Chasers. Gave up two runs on only three hits. Struck out seven batters. Heading the count 1-2. He deals and gets a swing and a miss at a fastball up in the eyes at 92 miles per hour. Clippers go 1-2-3 for the first time today, and we go to the bottom of the fourth with Indianapolis leading by a 4-1 score.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thomas Ponticelli back out there. On in relief of Aaron Savalli. Ponticelli allowed both inherited runners to score and then two of his own. And the Clippers are down 4-1 against Indianapolis in the third game of this six-game series. Jamie Richard to lead things off. Grounded to second his first time up and looks at a breaking ball. In for a called strike, 0-1. Clippers right-hander goes to work and bounces one to the backstop. 1-1 count. Fans, don't forget to present your valid AAA member card on AAA member nights for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids. Next one of those is coming up on the next homestand, June 15th against St. Paul. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed out in front of the off-speed. Richie playing in just his seventh game for Indianapolis this year. He's not hit much. The 1-2, and he takes it off the outside corner. Ponticelli went back to the soft stuff, trying to get that swing and miss. Richie recognized it early. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a fastball well up and in. Mentioned when Ponticelli came on, the walk numbers are higher than you would like. Here comes the 3-2, and it's grounded past him out towards second base. Easy pickup for Freeman, and he'll throw him out. We've seen a lot of ground balls today that have gone over the pitcher's mound from both sides. Nine-hitter Jared Oliva started off the third inning by being hit by a pitch on a 3-2. Would have been ball four anyway, but it started the downward slide. Oliva hit by a pitch. O'Neill Cruz walked. Couple of singles, couple of groundouts later, it was a 4-1 ball game. One pitch. Fastball outside evens the count. Beautiful day here in central Indiana. Crowds have been good at the ballpark. This is a yard that is the second biggest stadium in the International League behind only Buffalo. And so even when you have a big crowd, it doesn't always look like it's packed to the gills, but the lawn seating area tonight is as well populated as you are going to see. They are blanket to blanket out there. The pitch hit out toward those lawn seats, deep to center field. Brennan racing back at the warning track, makes the catch as he crashes into the wall. He held on to the baseball, holds it aloft, and that is a great catch. Thomas Ponticelli gives the tip of the cap out there to the center fielder Brennan. As he crashed into the wall, the sunglasses popped off his hat and fell to the warning track, but they're none the worse for wear, nor is he. And that is out number two. This is a big ball yard, not only in terms of its seating capacity, but its play area. O'Neill Cruz at the plate. The leadoff man takes downstairs for ball one. 418 to the left center field gap. 405 to the right of straightaway center field. Ponticelli goes to work and gets a big swing and a miss. 1-1. It's 320 down the right and left field lines, but the wall juts out very quickly. So it gets to about 330 when you get, I don't know, 20, 25 feet inside fair territory, and then it just gets deeper and deeper from there. No surprise, then, that Indianapolis is usually among the lower home run totals in the league, but usually will lead the league in triples. O'Neill slashes one to left field. It's got some slice, and it almost is overrun by Will Benson, but he stays with it to make the catch. That ball was hit hard, but Cruz, nothing to show for it. 1-2-3 go the Indianapolis Indians. Both clubs go quietly in the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. It's 4-1, Indy on top of Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water?
Yep. The leading bargain detergent is mostly water.
I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
Well, if you're looking for a better clean, Tide Pods are 88% concentrated ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Clippers down three runs as we go to the fifth inning. It's 9-1-2 due up for the visitors. Trenton Brooks flied out to left field back in the second inning. Bryce Wilson gave up a run in the first, but that's all he has given up. A run on four hits. He's walked a man. He has struck out a pair. The right-hander goes to work, and Brooks turns around the first pitch into the right field corner. He rounds first, heading for second base. Madris has it. Fires to second, but not in time. That's a leadoff double for Columbus. Good start for the Clippers here in the fifth inning. In this fifth, we will check the Major League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Cleveland Guardians taking on the Oakland Athletics. And it's a 2-2 ball game at Progressive Field. The Guards trying to get back over the 500 mark. They have gotten to 26-26. Will Benson looks at a first pitch breaking ball high, 1-0. Jose Ramirez with his 15th home run. Josh Naylor has hit his 7th. 2-2 ball game. Guardians and Athletics going to the 5th inning. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball fouled away. 1-1 count against the Clippers leadoff man. Indy's parent club, Pittsburgh, is at Atlanta. And the Bravos lead them by a 3-0 score. Atlanta has gone on a bit of a run. They are over 500 at 30-27 after a cold start to the season. Benson takes a breaking ball just low, 2-1. Pittsburgh, meanwhile, 24-30. Bottom five in Miami. The Marlins leading the visiting Washington Nationals 4-2. Wilson peeks to second base. Now fires. 2-1 pitch up and in across the chin of Will Benson. 3-2. Bottom two in Minnesota. Nothing settled between the Yankees and the Twins. It's 3-3. New York became the first team to the 40-win plateau. 40-16 for the Bronx Bombers. Here comes the 3-1 to Benson, and it swung on and hit high in the air to left center field, but not deep. Oliva underneath will make the catch. Brooks fakes a tag to third. One out for Tyler Freeman. Just underway in Kansas City. Two bottom feeders going at it. No score. Orioles at Royals. Half a dozen finals. The Reds today hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Snakes beat them 5-4. Ooh, pitch up and in to Freeman. He gets hit by a lot of pitches. You don't want to get hit there. That one came right across his nose. Freeman leads the league in hit by pitches. The 1-0 breaking ball falls in just below the zone. 2-0. Freeman singled in the first inning. And he scored the only Clippers run so far. He's 1-for-2. Tampa Bay today at home, snuck by the Cardinals 2-1. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Hit foul on the third base side. Two balls and a strike. LA Dodgers get a win today against the Chicago White Sox. 11-9, controversy there, as the LA Dodgers got a three-run homer from Max Muncy after the man in front of him was walked intentionally behind in the count 1-2. There was a runner at first, and then I think there was a wild pitch sent the man to second base, so first base was open. Tony La Russa elected to walk Trey Turner, and Max Muncy came up and hit a three-run home run that proved to be the deciding factor. The pitch hit on the ground towards the shortstop. Cruz has it. He'll throw to first. He's in plenty of time, and Brooks has to stay put. So two outs now and a runner at second base. Brings up Will Brennan. Brennan is halfway to a cycle. He has a single and a double. Phillies beat the Brewers today 8-3. Bryce Harper with his 15th home run. Kyle Schwarber hit his 15th for the Phillies, who are a game under 500 at 28-29. Rob Thompson managing that club now after Joe Girardi was relieved of his duties. Rockies beat the Giants today 4-2 in San Francisco. Coming up later on, the Red Sox are at the Angels, and the Angels fired their manager, another Joe. 0-1 pitch is low, a ball and a strike to Brennan. Joe Maddon fired as the Angels had lost 12 consecutive ball games. Phil Nevin, the former Toledo Mud Hens manager, is now the acting manager for the Halos, who are 27-31. Teams heading in opposite directions. The Red Sox have been on fire. Breaking ball here on 1-1 is a called strike over the outside corner to Brennan. One ball, two strikes to the Clippers center fielder. Wilson looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants. He kicks and deals. Gets a swing and a miss for strike three. Leadoff double for the Clippers. And that man never left second base. It's a 4-1 ball game. Indy on top as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Bottom five at Victory Field. It's a 4-1 lead for the Indianapolis Indians. Kanan Smith and Jigba to lead things off. Thomas Ponicelli back to the hill for the Clippers. Monticelli has had a history of short outings recently. Six of his last nine appearances have gone less than an inning. And again, those were situations where he was coming in as sort of a fireman, coming on with runners on base to try and close out an inning. But here he is giving the Clippers some length out of the pen. Aaron Civale made it through just two-plus innings on his allotment of pitches. Kanan Smith and Jigba takes low for ball one. He's the first man that Ponticelli faced back in the third inning, and he got a single driving in a run. Here he takes a strike to make it 1-1. The right-hander is ready. He deals. That ball is hit a ton high in the air to right field and deep. Heading back, Alex Call. Call's at the warning track. He's at the wall. He leaps up. Did he get the baseball? He did! How about Alex Call making a catch right up against the mesh? And even Kanan Smith and Jigba has to give a hand to that one. Second great catch by a Clippers outfielder in this one. Call timed his leap perfectly. He did not quite get up to the home run line. Let's take a look at the replay. Right at the 362 marker, he went halfway up where the wall ends and the mesh fence is. He was about a foot shy of the yellow home run line, taking extra bases away from Kanan Smith and Jigba. So one down for Jiwon Bae, who takes down and in. Smith and Jigba, as he headed towards second base, put his finger in the air, pointed to the outfield at Alex Call, and then clapped his hands several times, saying, "Hey, I see you out there, fella. That's good work." I'm an outfielder myself. I know that feeling. Here's a pop-up, and I mean right up the chimney. It'll be caught by the catcher. Brian Labastida just outside of the batter's circle. Jiwon Bae is put away, two down. Here's Mason Martin. So Bae put down for the first time today. He singled in the first inning, had an RBI double and a run scored in the four-run Indianapolis third. 4-1 Indy on top in the bottom of the fifth inning. Clippers pen is quiet as Ponticelli has been rolling here now. He's retired six in a row after hitting Bly Madris with a fastball. First pitch to Martin is a called strike. Martin drove in a run to the ground out in the first inning. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Martin leads this Indy club with 11 home runs. He leads the field by a fair piece. Jiwon Bae is second with six. Martin, 41 runs batted in now. That's also best on this team. Down, though, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He leads the team and almost the league in strikeouts. That's strike three. That's out number three. And that's the end of the fifth inning. We go to the sixth here in the Circle City with Indianapolis leading the Clippers 4-1.
Sweet Pea, the all-purpose composted mulch and soil amendment produced by Urban Organics, is now being locally produced in Columbus. Sweet Pea will beautify landscapes and naturally balance soil chemistry. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Ask for Sweet Pea at your local garden or landscape supply store like Dill's or Kurtz Brothers, or go to sweetpeaohio.com.
This is Marty Reed, the owner of Frog Hauling. Frog Hauling is the original green-colored dumpster company in Columbus. We need frogmen. We are hiring drivers who love being independent and in charge of their day. We guarantee you will be home every night with a chance to advance within our crews. Join the fastest growing family-owned business in Columbus and grow with us. At Frog Hauling, our employees are family. Visit us at froghauling.com.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Bros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint. the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Clippers down 4-1 as they come to bat in the sixth inning. Alex Call hasn't put a ball in play today. He has walked, he has struck out. Call has been the cleanup man almost every game since Oscar Gonzalez went to the major leagues. He had the day off yesterday. Squares to bunt, puts it on the third base side. It kicks off the very side of the grass and foul. Wes Konopsik does not care for the term lip of the grass, but there's definitely the appearance of a lip here at Victory Field, and the ball hit the edge of it and immediately shot into foul territory. A one count against the Clippers right fielder. Alex Call just made a banner defensive play against Kanan Smith and Jigba in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch, fastball just outside. Smith and Jigba will not get the opportunity to return the favor tonight. He is the designated hitter. One-one. Off the inside corner, two balls and a strike. Wilson rocks and fires and nibbles the outside corner with a slider. Evens things at 2-2. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball well outside. Full count. Call making Wilson work here, if nothing else. Wilson's pitch count at 76. Payoff pitch fouled away on the third base side. We'll do it again. No activity in the bullpen for Indianapolis. Wilson is fully stretched out and made the very unusual in 2022 accomplishment of throwing 101 pitches. Two starts ago against St. Paul. Payoff pitch again. This one's hit to left field. Bay racing over. It'll hold up long enough for him to get there and make the catch. One down for Bobby Bradley. Bradley has come up twice today, and both times he's hit the ball hard, but on the ground to the first baseman, Mason Martin. The first was with the bases loaded and one out, so it resulted in a run. To this point, the only Clippers run in the ballgame. First pitch to him is a breaking ball outside, 1-0. Activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Lefty Tim Herron down there. The 1-0. Fastball up and away. Clippers have employed James Karinchak as the bullpen guardian down there throughout this series. It just gives Karinchak something to do. He has so much nervous energy. But if there is a way to get him moving, he'll take it. Here comes the 3-0. And Bradley smacks it to right field, but right at Bly Madris. Three outs for Bradley today, all hard hit. Two down now for Brian Lavastida. Lavastida is 0 for 2. Wilson trying to get through his sixth inning of work. He kicks and fires. And his fastball is on the inside corner for a called strike. Seven innings for Wilson last time out. Six the start before that against St. Paul. He did not get through six innings in the majors for Pittsburgh this year. Five and a third was his high water mark. That came against the Chicago Cubs on May the 16th, and that was actually in relief. He made five starts and three relief appearances in the majors. 1-1 pitch coming, and that is well outside. Two balls and a strike to the Clippers' backstop. Infield straight up, outfield straight away. Next pitch called strike. It is a decidedly minority positioning alignment when you have everybody set up the way that folks back in the 1960s would envision it. It's a breaking ball outside 3-2. Now, of course, the shift has been around for decades. They overshifted Ted Williams. In this day and age of spray charts, most players have a distinct shift against them. 3-2 pitch here is a ground ball left side. Shift won't matter. That's going to get through for a base knock. Now, had they shifted against Lavastida and had three defenders on the pull side, that's probably the shortstop's baseball and the end of the inning. So Indianapolis, who really, to my recollection, was the first team in the International League to really go into the over shifts. Three defenders on one side of the infield. Here, plays straight up, and it burned them. See if the Clippers can make anything out of it here with two down and Mitch Tolman at the plate. He's 1 for 2, and, well, you know, an overshift to the pull side against the left-handed hitter who takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike, a breaking ball, 0-1. The shift was primarily employed against left-handers. It actually took quite a few years before you saw an overshift against right-handers. 0-1. Popped up third base side. A long run for Hoyt Park into foul territory. He's got time. He's got room. He's got the baseball. And that's out number three. No runs for the hip. Clippers on a hit. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 4-1 Indianapolis.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them. And they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Clippers trailing 4-1 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Columbus goes to the bullpen. Tim Herron, the lefty, takes over. Thomas Ponticelli gave the Clippers three innings out of the bullpen, allowed two runs, two hits, no walks, struck out a batter, and hit a man. He gave up hits to the first two that he faced and did not allow a hit over the three-plus innings after that. The only other base runner was Bly Madris, who was hit by a pitch with two outs in the third inning. So a rough start for Ponticelli, but a very strong finish, and he gave the Clippers a much-needed bridge from Aaron Savalli to the late innings. Tim Herron, hard-throwing left-hander from the Hoosier State. Hails from Terre Haute. 29th round pick of the Guardians back in 2018. Misses with the first pitch fastball outside. Command has been his issue in his young AAA careers. The next pitch is turned around by Rodolfo Castro for a foul ball down the left field line, 1-1. Good velocity, good life on his pitches. But Herron has walked seven in 3 2/3 innings. Here comes his 1-1, and that's right down Main Street for a called strike. Castro, three home runs on the year and 14 batted in Indianapolis. Swings and misses at a slider for strike three. Leadoff man will put away. Bly Madris to the plate now. Madris has been aboard twice. Doubled in the second inning. Stranded there and then hit by a pitch in the third. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Indianapolis has a lot of left-handed batters. Madris fouls away the first. They have four catchers on the team, and all of them bat right-handed, but the infielders, there's only one right-handed batter. That's Josh Bissonnette, and he's not in the lineup today. Rodolfo Castro is a switch hitter. And the outfield, two out of three, are lefties. Here comes the 1-1, and it's hit in the air to right center field. Racing over as Alex Cole now slows to a trot in the gap, and he pulls it in for the out. Two down for Hoyt Park. Indianapolis, four runs in the third inning. They scored those with only two hits. Both of these teams among the top pitching clubs in the International League. Nashville has the best team ERA. Park swings the first pitch and fouls it away. Nashville's team earned run average, 3.62. Indianapolis is second at 3.98, and the Clippers are third at 4.09. Indianapolis, though, gives up more unearned runs than anybody in the International League. Next pitch, that is inside. Indy has given up 54 unearned runs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just above the zone, looked like a strike. 2-1. Bases empty, two down, Park. Upright stance in the left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. And he chops it past the mound. Good decision there by Herron to let it go by him. It'll be picked up by the shortstop. Tolman's throw to first is in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. Very nicely done by young Tim Herron. It gets a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the seventh. Clippers down by three runs against Indianapolis.
Who hurry into Menards to save big money with 11% off everything. Coordinate the look of your home with complimenting finishes and styles from Schlage Lock Sets. Menards carries over 50 styles of interior and exterior lock sets. Right now, the accent entry lever in a matte black finish is $39.99 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses preparing your legacy. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top seven. Clippers are down by a 4-1 score against the Indianapolis Indians, and it is a battle of the bullpens from here on out. Christopher Melendez takes over on the hill. Melendez, 6'3", 225-pounder out of Asua, Dominican Republic. Pittsburgh got him via trade a few years back from San Diego. He looks bigger than 6'3". Stands quite tall out on the mound. Maybe it's the long legs. Where's the... the home white pants with the dark jersey top. Some guys just have longer legs, and the proportion of their body makes them look maybe a little bit taller than they are. He'll face David Fry, Trenton Brooks, and Will Benson at a minimum. The Clippers have 8-9-1 due up here in the seventh inning. Fry swings at the first pitch, hits it down the right field line, foul and out of play. Clippers bullpen is active. Kevin Kelly getting loose down there. Tim Herron threw a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. Boy, that is a positive for that young man. 0-1 to Fry. Swing and a miss. Fry 0-2 today. Next pitch, broken bat, slow roller. Pass the mound out to the shortstop. Cruz picks it up and throws to first in time for the out. Here's Trenton Brooks, who doubled to start the Clippers' fifth inning and never left second base. Columbus has had base runners in all but one inning. And they've had a runner in scoring position in all but two innings. Leadoff single and a stolen base from Mitch Tolman back in the second. They couldn't cash him in. The double from Brooks, he was left there. Will Brennan had a one-out double in the third inning and never moved on from second base. First pitch to Brooks, a ball. The next pitch coming. And a fastball outside makes it 2-0. 97 on the radar gun there. From Melendez, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you're at Huntington Park. And drink Pepsi. 2-0 pitch outside. Brooks way ahead. And the pitch to him is a fastball that misses the outside corner. 98, the velo, but outside the zone for ball four. So one out base runner for Columbus. And Will Benson to the plate. Melendez on for the 17th time this year. Two wins, three losses, a 3.60 earned run average. Good strikeout numbers. His pitch is a fastball right by Benson for strike one. 28 Ks in 20 innings, but he's walked 13, now make it 14. Opponents don't hit him much, a 194 batting average against, but he doesn't throw enough strikes. 0-1, back to the fastball. This one's fouled off the catcher's mask. 98-mile-per-hour fastball. Benson redirected it right off the mask of Jamie Ritchie. Makes it 0-2. High set from the right-hander. The pitch went back to the fastball, missed it inside. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. First game of the doubleheader in Toledo goes the way of the Mud Hens. 1-0. Next pitch is low. Tigers had a couple of rehabbers going in that one. Eduardo Rodriguez made a rehab appearance, and he was outstanding. Struck out 9 in 4 innings, no runs. Jose Cisnero made his first appearance of the season, a scoreless inning. But just one run combined on a total of 5 hits in the contest. 2-2 pitch, fastball up and in. Benson was kind of leaning out over the plate and saw that one come right in his kitchen. 3-2. Victor Reyes had a solo home run for the Mud Hens. That was the only run scored. Benson fouls away the 3-2 pitch. Top of the eighth inning, Scranton Wilkes-Barre dominating Syracuse 12-3. Top eight in Louisville, all square, 2 apiece. Charlotte and the Bats. Melendez ready. And his 3-2 pitch. Back to the fastball and just missed outside at 99 miles per hour. That is a tough take for Will Benson. Showing a very good eye. And that's back-to-back base on balls. 99 just off the black. Worcester leading 1-0 at Buffalo. Bottom of the seventh inning. Bottom six in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp trailing the Gwinnett Stripers 4-1. Top of the third, Durham and Memphis tied 2 apiece. That game in Memphis. Oh, here's a pitch inside, and guess who just got hit? First offering to Tyler Freeman. That's the first breaking ball thrown by Melendez. And he drilled Freeman. That'll load the bases. And the Clippers have the potential go-ahead run coming to the plate. Tyler Freeman has been hit by more pitches than any other International League player. And it's really not even close. That's number 12. And Freeman is playing in only his 33rd game. The Clippers are playing in their 57th game. So no hits for the Clippers. They got the bases loaded. And will Brennan do up? Brennan has really been an RBI machine recently for the Clippers after going 0 for his first 7 with runners in scoring position. Brennan has gone 6 for his last 18 with 10 RBIs. Top of the fourth at Omaha, the Storm Chasers leading the visiting Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3-0. Rochester up on St. Paul, top of the fourth, 2-0. And a final from Nashville in game one of the doubleheader. Norfolk beats him 5-4. Brennan waits, here's the pitch. Fastball down and in for ball one. There's no activity yet for Indianapolis in the bullpen. Nobody throwing yet, but that is about to change. A couple of guys up, stretching the arms around. And Melendez really battling himself here. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, that's low, 2-0. Just had a visit from the pitching coach. Cam View is down to the bullpen, and he's trying to get ready as quickly as possible. Melendez misses inside, 3-0. Boy, the temptation here to sit on a fastball right down the middle. Now that fastball is going to come in the upper 90s. Here it is. And it is inside for ball four. He just walked in a run. And the natives are getting restless here in Indianapolis. Brings up Alex Call. Call walked twice in game one. He has walked once today, officially 0 for 5 in the series. But oh boy, what a time it would be for his first hit. The Clippers trail 4-2 here in the seventh inning. And again, Cam View is in the bullpen trying to get hot right now. Melendez throws a first pitch fastball for a strike at 100 miles per hour over the outside corner. Next pitch. Fastball hit to left field. Just foul. Oh, boy. Alex Call got out in front by a hair's breadth. The Clippers had this ball game tied. It fell about 10 inches to the left of the foul line. Oh, that's a heartbreaker. Well, from the looks of things, Melendez is going to throw nothing but fastballs. He doesn't have any faith in his breaking ball right now. But now ahead in the count 0-2 might be a good time to try and throw it and build some confidence in it. There's an out in the inning. There's a run in. Clippers do not have a hit. 0-2, fastball hit in the air to center field, hit pretty well. Oliva heading back. Still back at the edge of the warning track. He will make the catch. The two front runners will tag and move up. That's a sac fly for Alex Call, and it's a one-run ball game. Runners on the corners. And two down, and here's Bobby Bradley. Will they let him face Melendez? No. Here comes the skipper for the Indianapolis Indians. And that will mark a pitching change. Boy, that's one you'd like to see Bobby Bradley get a chance to face. A right-hander with a pretty straight fastball and not willing to throw the breaking ball. That's a recipe for a good dessert for the Clippers, and Indianapolis knows that as well. So they'll go to the bullpen. Cam View is coming on, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture, and as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Cam View, 6'3 left-hander out of Novi, Michigan, on to try and keep this lead intact. It's a 4-3 ball game. The Clippers are within a run. So it'll be a lefty-lefty matchup with Bobby Bradley, the scheduled Clippers hitter. View's been good for the Indians, 3-0 with a 2.10 earned run average. 25 and two-thirds innings, 21 strikeouts against 10 walks. And opponents are hitting just 128 against him. Bradley is 0 for 3 with an RBI. Runners on the corners. Boy, you take a wild pitch if you're the Clippers right here, or a pass ball. First offering to Bradley is outside for ball one. View has not thrown a wild pitch this year. The 1-0. Fouled away. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. Christopher Melendez Two-thirds of an inning, two runs, no hits. He walked three, hit a man. He's responsible for the two on base. The pitch. Ooh, swing and a miss. Well, with a high fastball, Bradley came up empty. It's one and two. Big moment in this ball game. The 1-2, check swing. Did he go? There will not be an appeal. Now there is an appeal, but it is ruled a no swing. 2-2. Bradley held up on the breaking ball. Now he's hit the ball hard three times today with no hits to show for it. View deals and gets a swing and a miss. Went back to the breaking ball, and Bradley couldn't find it. He strikes out. The Clippers get two runs on no hits. Now they've pulled to within a run, but as we go to the stretch, it's still 4-3 Indianapolis.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom seven, Indianapolis scored four runs on two hits in the third inning, and that's been it tonight. The Clippers, meanwhile, just scored two runs without a hit in their half of the seventh to get it back to within a one-run game. 4-3, Indianapolis on top. The Clippers scored in the first and held in check in innings two through six. Christopher Melendez couldn't throw enough strikes in the top of the seventh inning, didn't make it through the inning. And a game-changing pitching change made there. Cam View was able to get ready quickly enough to face Bobby Bradley, and he struck him out. If you're the Clippers, you really wanted that Bradley matchup with Melendez. With the tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. And Bradley, who has been swinging a very good bat lately, facing a right-hander who had only one pitch. 2-0 is the count, and now 3-0 to Jamie Ritchie as the new Clippers hurler. He has fallen way behind in the count. Kevin Kelly kicks and deals and throws a fastball in for a called strike at 90 miles per hour, 3-1. Kelly, a sidewinding right-hander out of Springfield, Virginia, takes over for Tim Herron. And throws a fastball that's hit over the mound out towards the shortstop. Tolman has to hurry and does. Gets to first in time to cut down Ritchie, 6-3. And there again, I think that's got to be seven or eight ground balls that have gone back over the pitcher's mound, fielded by middle infielders today. Jared Oliva hit by a pitch and scored back in the third inning, is officially 0-1. Indianapolis had a single by Jiwon Bae in the first inning, a double from Bly Madris in the second inning, and they have not had a base runner reach since that third where they scored four runs. First pitch here is a called strike, 0-1. Kelly, a recent promotion from AA Akron, on for the third time in a Clippers uniform. 1-0 with a 0 ERA. Throws a breaking ball to the backstop, 1-1. Inning in two-thirds. He has no strikeouts. He's walked a man. No runs on three hits. Fastball about 90 miles per hour. And it's nubbed right back to him. Another one to the mound. This is the first one fielded by a pitcher in quite a while. It'll be thrown over to first base in time. Two down. Indy starter Bryce Wilson fielded one of those back in the second inning. Outside of that, though, they've gone past the mound and out to the middle infield. And Tim Herron, who is a very tall left-hander, made a very good decision in his inning with two outs, a ground ball back his way. He started to jump and then realized, I might just knock this one off its course rather than field it. And if that happens, the defense behind me won't have a chance. So he let it go. And it was the right call. Mitch Tolman was able to scoop it and throw on to first for the final out. Here's O'Neill Cruz. Cruz 0 for 2 today with a walk and a run scored, batting .222 with 8 homers for Indianapolis. His first homer was in Game 6 of the series against the Clippers. Columbus led the series 3-2. We had gone to extra innings, and in the 11th, the Clippers scored 2 runs in the top of the 11th. And with Indy down to their final out, Cruz came to the plate with two men aboard and hit a 3-run home run to walk it off and knot the series at 3 apiece. And you could feel it coming. Here's the 1-1 breaking ball high and away. Cruz had done almost nothing throughout the course of the series. He had played very poorly defensively at shortstop and in left field. But this kind of talent, at some point, it's going to rise, and it did at the worst time for Columbus. Here he swings and fouls a pitch back 2-2. Two outs, bases empty. Cruz waits. Here's the pitch. And that ball's hit high and deep to right center field, and I don't think this one's coming back. He just put it into the lawn seats, a solo home run, a curveball that hung, and Cruz, with those long arms, started it up and put it over the wall. Well, there again, Cruz hadn't done anything in the series of note up till that point. That breaking ball, I tell you what, that ball didn't hang. It got down just below the knees, and Cruz, his arms are so long that when he has an upward trajectory on the swing, he can really scoop it a long way. There's Kanan Smith in Jigba. In the third inning, Smith and Jigba drove in a run with a single and then later came around to score. And he was robbed of extra bases his last time up by Alex Call, who made a fantastic leaping catch in right center field. 1-0 fastball from Kelly, misses outside 2-0. Well, that makes it a 5-3 ball game now. Clippers had gotten it to within a run. Now a two-run contest. In Jabeau warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Next pitch is outside. And it's 3-0 to Kanan Smith and Jigba. The pitch. He walked him. That's inside. Jihwan Bey to the plate now. Bey has 2 hits and 3 trips to the plate tonight. Time is called. Andy Tracy is out of the Clippers dugout, and the manager rarely makes an appearance if not to make a pitching change. He looks down to the bullpen, gets the tip of the cap, and then points that way. So we will step away. The Clippers go to the pen here mid-inning. And to face Jiwon Bae will be Ian Jabeau. Back after this. Clippers down 5-3.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Ian Jabeau on the pitch for the Clippers with a man at first. And two outs for Indianapolis in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Jabeau, two wins, no losses in 12 appearances for Columbus, a 3.77 ERA, a couple of saves. He struck out 13, he's walked 5 in 14 and a third inning, 7 runs on 12 hits. League batting 230 against him. Jabeau in his first year in the Guardians organization, hails from Houston, Texas, 28 years of age. He has pitched in the major leagues for Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota, originally drafted by the Rays back in the 11th round in 2015. Minor league free agent signing by the Guardians. Invite to spring training. Actually stayed in spring training with the Guardians when the Clippers started their season. Runner goes from first. The pitch is a strike. The throw is as well. And, oh, not in time is the call. Tolman can't believe it. Kanan Smith and Jigba steal second base. He got a good jump, and Brian Lavastita put it right on the money. A bang-bang play. But the call goes the way of the home team. Get a look at the replay here. Lavastita put it right where you want it. As they slow it down to super slow-mo, that is, I think, a good call. Here's a pitch that gets beyond Lavastita now, and Smith and Jigba stumbles onto third base. He almost fell down right in the middle of the baseline. Well, this isn't going well. One ball, one strike, but it just takes a good pitch to get it out and end the inning before any more damage is done on the scoreboard. O'Neill Cruz with a solo home run has made it a 5-3 game. Jabeau kicks and fires, and there's a swing and a miss. Bae nearly spun himself into the ground. 1-2. Be the Clippers, you can ill afford to give up any more ground here. The pitch. That's low. Lavastita lays the sign. Jabeau has it. Here he comes. And a breaking ball hit up the middle. But Tyler Freeman is there, has to make a quick throw to first as Bae was hustling up the line. But the 4-3 put away will end the inning. A run on a hit and a man left aboard for Indianapolis. We go to the eighth. It's a two-run ball game. 5-3, Indy on top.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Jamie's Log. Progressive. The Harrington's Backyard, day 11, 4:43 a.m. The tent I set up in the Harrington's Backyard to prove Progressive has 24-7 protection has a rip in it, but a little rain won't stop me. Mrs. Harrington said she totally understands 24-7 protection means 24-7. Gonna stay a few more days to make sure. It's hailing now. That's fun.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Clippers down a pair as we go to the eighth inning. Cam View is back out there on the hill. He came on to face Bobby Bradley with runners on the corners, and the Clippers having scored two runs without the aid of a hit in the seventh inning. Struck out Bradley to turn the Clippers away from any further damage. And then got some support from O'Neal Cruz, who hit a solo home run to make it 5-3. Here's Brian Lavastida, 1-for-3 on the night. Lavastida now has a 9-game hitting streak. Takes a pitch on the outside corner to even things at 1-1. In the 9 games previous to his 9-game hitting streak, Lavastida hit .088. He was 3-for-34. Takes downstairs here, 2-1. So it has been a marked turnaround for the Clippers' backstop. This is a guy that got to the AAA level without much AA time last year. But he was viewed as a offensive catcher. Those defensive skills were still developing. I mean, listen, his offensive skills are still developing as well. He's a young player. Lavastida, 23 years of age, out of Hialeah, Florida. Guardians' 15th round pick back in 2018. 3-1 offering, and he swings and hits it high in the air to center field. Oliva back, and he doesn't know where it is. And, oh, it's off the very top of the wall. Lavastida is heading for third base. He will be held there as the throw comes into second. That's the second triple of this series for Lavastida. Boy, he just missed a home run. It's that time of night where when a ball gets way high up above the angle of the lights, it can disappear on a fielder. And I wondered if that was going to happen with Oliva. But he kept drifting to the area where the baseball was going to come down, but the baseball kept drifting farther and farther and farther away. Oliva did lose it. He didn't know where it was. And it came down on top of the padded portion of the wall right at the 405 marker and then bounced out towards center field. So Lavastida is at third. And Mitch Tolman is at the plate. Boy, the Clippers got to cash this one in. And you'd love to turn it into a crooked number and at least tie the game, if not take the lead. Mitch Tolman, 1-for-3. 1-0, hit up the middle. That'll bring the Clippers to within a run. It's a base knock into center field, and Tolman is aboard. RBI single, scores Lavastida. And now it's a 5-4 ball game. Well, that home run from O'Neal Cruz now looms very large. David Fry at the plate. 5-game streak for David Fry with at least one run batted in, but he's averaging almost 3. 14 RBIs in his last 5 games, none tonight. Fastball to him as a called strike, 0-1. Fry has popped to second base, struck out and grounded out to the shortstop. Middle infield in double play position. Swings here and fouls it on the third base side. Fry is a double play candidate. He doesn't run all that well. He's hit into 4 this year. Only Tyler Freeman has hit into 4. He's hit into 6 double plays this year. Clippers home run leader, Fry with 10. Here's the pitch. And it's hit high in the air to center field. And tracked by Jiwon Bae. He'll make the catch. And again, Jared Oliva had no idea where that baseball was. Oliva raced all the way back to the warning track. If he was backing up on Bae, he was 60 feet behind him. So right now, a baseball that gets way up in the air, Jared Oliva is in a lot of trouble. Bae knew where it was and ranged a long way. Actually, Bae got nearly to straightaway center field where he made the catch. Here's Trenton Brooks. Brooks is 1-for-2, doubled in the fifth inning, and was the first man to reach in the seventh on a walk when Christopher Melendez had nothing but trouble finding the strike zone. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it's smacked toward the second baseman. Caught. Throw back to first. Dropped. That was a double play. Mason Martin has not shown a very good glove in this series. So Brooks lines out to second base, but Tolman just made it back. Tolman made two hard strides towards second. And if the catch was made by Martin, that's an easy double play. Now, the throw was a bit to the right field side. Martin had to stretch, but you got to make that catch. Pickoff attempt, and that's not in time. Will Benson in a lefty-lefty matchup here against Cam View. Clippers have scored a run. They trail it by one in the top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Nope, another throw to first. Well, that's two. So if there's another disengagement and an out isn't recorded, that'll be a balk. Triangle shift to the pole side against Benson. Hoy Park all alone on the left side of the infield. Clippers left fielder takes the first pitch high and away for ball one. Tolman out to his lead at first. Continues to inch away. Here comes the pitch. Off speed in for a called strike. The 1-1. Fastball. That's a strike. Came in at 94 miles per hour. Benson looked like he was anticipating something off speed. There's a right-hander throwing for Indy in their bullpen. View working quickly. Here comes the pitch with the runner in motion. It is low and there won't be a throw. Tolman steals his second of the game. That doubles his season total. Austin Bryce is the right-hander warming up. Well, that steal means a base hit can tie the ball game. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it is over but low. Full count. Benson walked and scored in the seventh inning. He's 0-for-3. Not much breeze here tonight. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's hit foul on the third base side. Benson looking for something he can drive here. The payoff. Swings and fouls it this time on the first base side, and he hit the catcher with the follow-through swing. Home plate umpire gives Jamie Ritchie a moment to collect himself. Now Benson is back in the left-handed batter's box, rocking back and forth as he waits. Again, the 3-2. Off speed inside, almost hit him. It's ball four. Now a chance for Tyler Freeman. Freeman has reached twice today, a single and a hit by pitch. And time is called. We're going to get a pitching change. So it'll be a righty-righty matchup. Manager for Indianapolis, Miguel Perez, is out of the dugout, and he will indeed make the point down to the bullpen. We'll step away, and we'll see if this change works out for Indy. Clippers trailing 5-4 in the top of the eighth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Great opportunity here for the Clippers. They have the potential tying run in scoring position. Runners at first and second base down 5-4 in the top of the eighth inning, but there are two outs. Indianapolis has gone to the bullpen to get the platoon advantage matchup for the second time today. It worked out for them in the seventh inning. They went to a left-hander against Bobby Bradley, and Bradley struck out swinging. Austin Bryce takes over on the hill. Bryce, a right-hander, 1-2 in 19 games, the 2.95 earned run average. 15 hits allowed, 20 in the third innings. He struck out 26 batters. He'll deal with Tyler Freeman. Freeman praised for his hit tool as the top prospect in the Guardians organization in terms of position players. He takes up and in for ball one. Eight to second base, now the pitch. Fouled straight back. Fastball at 94, Freeman was on it, but underneath. Tyler Freeman has been huge situationally for the Clippers. A .342 batting average with runners in scoring position. From the seventh inning on, batting .342 with 10 runs batted in. .444 on base percentage from the seventh inning on. Here comes the 1-1, and it's hit up the middle. O'Neill Cruz will field it and flip to the second baseman for the force out. Being 6'7 has its advantages. Cruz able to get to it, and he pulls it in, and that is out number three. The Clippers get a run on two hits, but the tying run is left in scoring position. Bottom eight after this, 5-4 Indianapolis.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere.
No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Columbus has twice gotten this to a one-run ball game. 5-4 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Indianapolis has 4, 5, and 6 due up. Ian Jabeau back out there on the hill. He'll face Mason Martin to start things. Rodolfo Castro and Bly Madrist to follow. Jabeau goes to work and misses downstairs with ball one. Mason Martin 0-3 today with an RBI ground out. 1-0 pitch, he chased a high fastball at 96 with an empty swing, 1-1. Next pitch fouled back. Ball and two strikes. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide. A local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Jabeau twirls the 1-2 pitch. Too high. Two balls and two strikes. And here it comes. And it's a cold third strike on the outside corner. Jabeau painted the black at 96 miles per hour. And that is out number one. Here's Rodolfo Castro. Castro, a switch hitter, will bat from the left side against the righty Jabeau. He's 0-3 today, but like Martin, had an RBI ground out in the third inning. That was a four-run frame for Indianapolis. They had only two hits. First pitch to him is a called strike, 0-1. Next offering fouled on the third base side up to the screen. Jabeau is working at a very brisk pace. Now breaks up his rhythm to go back for a hit off the rosin bag. Shakes once, now nods. Now turns and deals. And went with a high fastball, but Castro laid off. Tried to get him to chase up out of the zone. Next pitch. Went back up there again, this time Castro started his swing and held it back. 2-2. Fastball in the zone. Popped up. Foul territory. That will get into the seats. David Fry gave it a look, but came up empty. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Still 2-2 to Castro. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Threw the breaking ball, and Castro swung over top. That's back-to-back K's for Ian Jabeau. Two down for Bly Madrist. Madrist has been aboard twice today, doubled and stranded in the second, hit by a pitch in the third inning, did not factor in the run scoring, then fly to right field in the sixth. Jabeau's first pitch is a fastball on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Brought that one in at 97 miles per hour. Foul back. O-2 pitch. Fastball high. Boy Park in the on-deck circle. Here comes the offering from Jabeau, and it is fouled away. Boy, Ian Jabot is just filling up the strike zone here in the bottom of the eighth inning with fastballs, generally speaking. He's thrown a few breaking balls. The 1-2 pitch. There's a breaker, and it bounces in 2-2. Clippers scored first. Led 1-0 until the bottom of the third when Indianapolis took the lead. They've held it ever since. 2-2 pitch. Good one wasted. Fouled away. For the Clippers in the ninth, it's Brennan, Call, and Bradley due up. And there's no activity in the Indianapolis bullpen, so it'll be Austin Bryce. Again, the 2-2. And again, it's fouled to the screen. Battle continues here. Clippers pen is quiet as well. Ian Jabot got the final out of the seventh. I would doubt the Clippers would send him out for the ninth inning, even though he's rolling pretty good. The pitch count is beginning to mount with all these foul balls. Jabot is at 23 pitches. Winds and fires. And a looping fly ball in a shallow center field is going to fall in for a base hit. So Madris wins that battle, and Hoy Park now will come to the plate. Another left-handed batter. And Hoy Park comes to the plate to the strains of I Will Always Love You, the Whitney Houston version. Today he is 0-3. Strikeout and a pair of ground outs to the shortstop. So I guess that's a good message, even on a day where you are hitless. If someone will always love you, what worries do you have? Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Now the Clippers will get the bullpen going. One pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Breaking ball at 86. Gets him ahead in the count 0-2. Ben Krauth down there loosening up the left arm. Jabot sets at the chest. And delivers a looping pop-up foul. Keeps the count 0-2. So getting to two strikes has not been the problem for Jabot. Getting that final strike, well, I guess technically it hasn't been a problem as he has two strikeouts already in this inning, but getting to it efficiently, Indianapolis has battled with him for at least five pitches in every at-bat. Here's a ground ball to third base. That should do it. Fry's got it. He'll go the short way to Tolman at second base for the force, and that will send us to the ninth inning. Clippers down 5-4 in Game 3.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Marty Reed, the owner of Frog Hauling. Frog Hauling is the original green-colored dumpster company in Columbus. We need frogmen. We are hiring drivers who love being independent and charge their own day. Visit us at froghauling.com.
Your truck resource, DeMary Truck.
I'm Pat DeMary of DeMary Truck. If a truck is part of your day-to-day business, I'm talking to you. New trucks are going to be tough to come by for years. If you have a fleet of trucks and one goes down, you have a logistical nightmare. And if you have one truck, you could be stopped in your tracks. DeMary Truck can service your truck and keep your business from missing a beat. For over 50 years, we have kept your business rolling. DeMaryTruck.com.
Your truck resource, DeMary Truck.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We go to the ninth. This date in Clippers history brought to you by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. You can watch all Clippers games on any device this season on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. And we go back to 2010 when we had the first three-homer game in the history of Huntington Park. Clippers beat Rochester 8-0. Carlos Carrasco was outstanding on the hill. 9 strikeouts in 8 innings for the win. Matt Laporta, though, 4-for-4 with 3 home runs. First time that was done in Huntington Park. It's happened 5 times total. 3 by Clippers and 2 by visitors. Here's Will Brennan. Clippers down 5-4. Brennan swings and misses at the first pitch. Fastball at 94 from Austin Bryce for strike one. The pitch. Hit to left field, base knock. Brennan is aboard. Four players that did it at Huntington Park after Matt Laporta. Chad Huffman, who first was a visiting player, and then a visiting player after playing with the Clippers as well in Huntington Park. He had 3 in 2011. J.D. Martinez did it in 2014 with the Toledo Mud Hens in the first game of a doubleheader. He also tacked on a homer in the nightcap. Dan Black did it later in the year in 2014 with Charlotte. And then, of course, Eric Stamets on that Memorial Day weekend. Actually, excuse me, that was not... That three-homer game was not in that Memorial Day weekend against Norfolk. That was against the Gwinnett Stripers in 2017. June 16th, so that'll be coming up in this Dayton Clippers history as well. First pitch to Alex Call is a strike. Call hitless today, but has an RBI and a walk. Officially 0-for-2. And here he takes low and away for a 1-1 count. Call has 5 home runs this year and 19 runs batted in. One breaking ball, called a strike on a generous outside corner to make it 1-2. Bobby Bradley in the on-deck circle. Middle infield in double play position here. Tying run at first, and time called by the batter. Alex is back in there with his open stance in the right-handed batter's box. 1-2 pitch, runner goes. It is outside. The throw is into center field. And now Brennan heads for third base, and he'll make it without a throw. Jamie Ritchie's throw was not a good one. Well to the right of the second base bag. And now the steal puts the potential tying run at third, a 2-2 count. Nobody out here for the Clippers. The pitch was well wide, and then the throw just sailed on him. Infield in. The pitch. Popped up, foul down the right field line, out of play. Call just trying to make sure that he can get the ball to the outfield and get this run in. Sack fly in the eighth inning for Call. Drove in Will Benson. Now trying to drive in Will Brennan. The pitch. Breaking ball. Popped up. Foul territory. And that will reach the seats as well. Call staying alive. Fouling off the breaking ball from Austin Bryce. Bryce has not thrown a wild pitch this year. 2-2 up and in. Did it hit the bat? The catcher caught the ball and said, hey, that's a foul ball. That should be strike three. Home plate umpire says, I don't think so. And now we're getting an argument. The manager for Indianapolis is out of the dugout. Miguel Perez, I don't know if he wants an appeal on the check swing or... And now, well, the umpires are going to talk about it. I haven't seen a replay yet. Jonathan Bayoretta is the home plate umpire, and he's talking with Ben Sontag, the first base umpire, and Daryl Morton. Now we'll see a replay. Well, what Jamie Ritchie is saying is the ball hit the handle of the bat, and then he caught it, which makes it a foul ball and strike three. But he's going to get no satisfaction as the umpires rule that there will be no change in the call. Now Alex Cole will try and do some damage on the 2-2. Here comes the pitch, and it's nubbed foul, just got it off the end of the bat. Or excuse me, it's 3-2 count. Cole batting 277 on the year. Trying to tie this game. Runner at third. And nobody out. Bryce Deals. And a called third strike on the outside corner. Cole thought he had ball four. He was racing up the first base line, but the fastball at 96 is called strike three. Indianapolis thinking justice was served there. As they check the replay, it was not. One down now for Bobby Bradley. Infield still in. First pitch, fastball off the inside corner. And with Bobby Bradley hitting the ball as hard as he has in this series, if I'm an infielder, particularly on the pull side playing in, I'm not feeling too comfortable right now. 1-0, fastball high and away. I think they're going to pitch Bradley carefully here. Brian Lavastida has two hits today, but it's a righty-righty matchup with Lavastida. And the track record for Bradley here at this ballpark is tremendous. Two-oh pitch, breaking ball at the knees. Bradley is a career 343 hitter with six home runs in 19 games here. The 2-1. Fastball inside, 3-1. Bradley has an RBI today on a ground out. He awaits the 3-1 pitch. Here it comes. And it's a breaking ball. He swings and misses. Payoff. Inside for ball four. That puts him on the corners for Brian Lavastida. Lavastida does not run all that well. He is a double play candidate. The Clippers will run for Bobby Bradley here. Jose Fermin will take first base. Boy, I wonder if you take a chance to run here. If they throw through, you can try and score the backside runner and tie the game. Obviously, you want to stay out of the double play. Lavastida just missed a home run last time up. It is second triple of the series. His power is to the opposite field. Bryce from the belt. Kicks and deals. And a fastball right there for a called strike at 96. Yeah. Clippers down 5-4. Top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Breaking ball. Nub slowly towards the shortstop. There's only one play. It's to first base. O'Neill Cruz throws out LaVastita, but Will Brennan scampers home from third base. Good base running. He scores, and we are tied at five apiece. Boy, a soft ground ball to the pitcher's mound. Brennan actually hesitated momentarily just to make sure that Bryce wasn't going to be able to snag that ball behind his back. As soon as it got beyond him, he put his head down and ran hell-bent for leather for home, and he crosses the plate for the fifth Clippers run, and we are back to scratch here in the ninth inning. So LaVastita drives one in with a 6-3 ground out. Now Jose Fermin represents the go-ahead run at second base. Mitch Tolman at the plate, already two hits today. Pitch to him, he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. One. Lifted in the air to left field, hit pretty well. Bay heading back, still drifting back to the warning track. He'll make the catch for out number three. But this game is square at five apiece here at Victory Field as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Jamie Ritchie will bat, and Ben Krauth will pitch to him. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 8-9-1 due up for Indianapolis, and nothing settled here. It's five apiece. Clippers scored first, way back in the first inning, putting a run on the board. They were then held in check until the seventh, when they scored two runs without the aid of a hit. One run in the eighth, one run in the ninth. Indianapolis scored four of their five runs in the third inning on only two hits, and then a solo home run in the seventh inning from O'Neill Cruz. First pitch from Krauth. Boy, what an off-speed pitch. Jamie Ritchie was so far out in front that he lost the handle on the bat with the front hand and held on with the top hand. Next pitch is low, 1-1 count. Krauth misses inside. Great start to the season for Ben. His ERA has risen up recently to 3.48. 16 appearances, 3 wins, no losses, couple of saves. The lefty kicks and fires, and a fastball is at the knees for a called strike. Krauth, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, out of Concord, California. 28 years of age, his first season at the AAA level. 16th round pick in 2016 by the Guardians. 2-2 pitch. out in front again of the off speed, and Richie goes down swinging. One down for Jared Oliva. Oliva hit by a pitch to start the third inning by Aaron Savalli. Savalli would face one more batter. He walked him and left with two on and nobody out in the third. The next four batters went RBI single, RBI single, RBI ground out, RBI ground out. And just like that, Indianapolis turned a 1-0 Clippers lead into a 4-1 home team advantage. A one pitch coming, and it's hit on the first base side. Boy, you couldn't have rolled it up there any better. Oliva was fooled by the pitch, dunks it into the Clippers bullpen, and it's a double. How he kept that fair is beyond me. But now the winning run is in scoring position, and the Indianapolis Indians going to try and walk it off against the Clippers for the third time this year. Indy beat the Clippers in walk-off fashion back-to-back days to close out the last series here. Columbus up 3-1 in the series. Indianapolis won in their final at-bat on April 23rd, 3-2, and then in extra innings, the man at the plate right now, O'Neill Cruz, hit a 3-run home run after the Clippers had scored in the top of the 11th inning to go ahead 7-5. Indianapolis scored 3 runs in the bottom half. O'Neill Cruz with a walk-off home run ended the series with a bang. He homered in the 7th inning tonight. Home run was his 9th of the series, of the season rather. First pitch to him is in for a called strike. The pitch from Krauth got the inside part of the plate. A one. Ground ball up the middle, past the bare hand of Krauth. Grabbed by Tolman. He'll throw to first in time for the out. Cruz is put away, but the runner, Oliva, moves to third base. So now pressure on the Clippers' backstop to make sure nothing gets beyond him. Kanan Smith and Njigba, the batter. And Njigba had an RBI single and a run scored in that 4-run third. He walked, stole the base in the 7th, but was stranded. He is officially 1-for-3. Lefty-lefty matchup. Krauth goes to work, and his fastball is up under the hands for ball one. Clippers hoping for extra innings. They have lost 3 walk-offs this season, as I mentioned, 2 of those against Indianapolis. Next pitch, huge swing by Smith and Njigba, and he comes up empty, 1-1. The pitch. Good off speed, in for a called strike. Krauth ahead, 1-2. Winning run at third base in the bottom of the 9th inning. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, that's in the dirt and smothered by Lavastida. Great job just to keep it right at his feet. Five ball game, bottom of the 9th. Krauth looks in for his sign. He's got what he likes. And he throws the 2-2, fastball high. Oh, there's a steal at home! As the throw went back to the pitcher's mound, the runner from third, Jared Oliva, timed it up perfectly and steals home. And that's your ball game. Jared Oliva, the Clippers just didn't quite pay him enough attention, and he took advantage The pitch came home. Lavastida actually looked to third base. And then as he tossed the ball back, there's part of the problem. The pitch, the throw back to the pitcher was a lollipop. And that gave just enough time for Jared Oliva to race home with a steal. And the Indianapolis Indians win it in runoff fashion by a 6-5 final score tonight here at Victory Field. We're back after this.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, a tough one to swallow for the Clippers tonight as they fall 6-5 against Indianapolis. The Clippers led after an inning. Indianapolis scored four runs in the third to take the lead. The Clippers twice got to within a run and then tied the ball game in the top of the ninth inning. Indianapolis had a double from Jared Oliva, just a little dunker on the first base side, barely stayed fair, went to third on a ground ball out, and then on a throw back to the pitcher, Oliva broke for home. The throw was just a little bit high coming back to Ben Krauth, and that enabled Oliva to slide in safely, stealing home and winning it for Indianapolis by a 6-5 final score tonight. As we take a look at the final totals for this one, the Columbus Clippers scored, let's see, five runs on nine hits. They had no errors. Indianapolis, six runs, seven hits. They committed one error. The decisions go to the final pitchers. Ben Krauth suffers the loss. Austin Bryce gets the win. And this series now is 2-1 in favor of the Indianapolis Indians. We'll play game four tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I hope that you'll be with us. For Kevin Miner back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight from the Circle City, Indianapolis beats Columbus, final score of 6-5. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.